Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron and Ceramite, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Iron and Ceramite podcast. It's been a long time, but we're back, most of us. I'm joined by Shane and Glenn. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Ben.
We had planned for all five of us to be here, but in true us fashion, one of us is able and one of us is delayed. So they might make an appearance. They might not. We'll see. But we'll crack on. How have you guys been doing? It's been a long time since we've seen you on here anyway. I've seen you quite a lot, Shane.
Yeah. I'm doing okay. How are you, Glenn?
I'm doing fine. I don't be seen by many people very often. So, yeah, I am still alive.
That's good to know.
Slightly new background in that you've got a very nice cover of The Hobbit, I think, in the background, which I did notice. Very nice.
Yes, the Lord of the Rings one should be below it, but it fell off. The sticky pads gave up a little while back, and I'm just not going to write to repeat it.
Fair enough.
Although that's a nice, pleasant surprise at like 2:30 in the morning when you hear a thud. I'm like, what the hell was that? Scared the shit out of me. So, yeah.
Very good. How have you been, John? You've asked us, how have you been?
I've been absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Bit of, like most people, I think, a bit of a hobby break because I moved house and then it took me ages to get back into it. But I haven't had anyone try and break into my house and steal my Lord of the Rings pictures. Otherwise, I'd be a bit more upset.
Yeah, no Lord of the Rings pictures, unfortunately. But, I've still got the last background I had in the last pod, which is Niall. So Niall Stormcaller is still behind me for this one because I couldn't be bothered to change it.
Fair enough.
There we go. That's it.
We've all made the effort.
Hopefully he'll remain as a character for 10th. I'm sure he will. I think he's too big not to. But I know Lucas the Trickster is out. He's gone. I don't think he's going to have a data sheet. Yeah, I think he's done. Apparently, well, if anyone watches Auspex Tactics, the rumor is anyone that went in, any character that went into the like GW's recycle or like end of, so for Space Wolves, that was Lucas and I think Aryak.
Mm.
They may not be coming back with a data sheet. They may just become legends moving forward.
That's a pain.
It's fine. I've got to use him a little bit, so I'll take that.
They might come back in plastic form.
They might do, but Rockfist is one of the very few characters that still has a free up invulnerable save, which is pretty much unheard of at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going to go into 10th.
No.
So, yeah, it is what it is.
Even Primarchs, well, Mortarion doesn't have that. I don't know about the others.
No, that's what I mean. I don't know any other character that still has a free up save on his data sheet other than Aryak Rockfist. And even despite that, every time I've run him, he still does. Fuck all.
That's a good one, though. What are they called? Tom used them the other day. Victrix Guard?
The Honor Guard.
Yeah, they had a free up save. That was annoying.
What, in Van save?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. They'll be on their way up.
Yeah. It's annoying they're not here because I really wanted to brag that us beat them both the other day.
I was going to say, because what was it, 76? 66?
Yeah, something like that. It was 10 points between us.
And did that include the 10 points for Painted Armies?
No.
Well, you won by 20 points.
I should have done, yeah. Well, 5 points, because the Black Templars were painted, the Ultramarines weren't. So I'll take 5.
All right, fair enough.
And then, I tabled them as well. I couldn't believe it. When I went there, I had no intention of, designs that I would win. But I think another army for Tom.
I was going to say, so he's going to move on from the Ultramarines now that he's played them once and not won in sweeping fashion.
Yeah. Gilliran's probably been launched off his balcony.
Although, apparently he did all right based on the group chat.
They did all right. He was one of the crowd of characters it took to kill Mortarion, and then died when Mortarion blew up. But he came back, and then I killed him again. So that was nice. But yeah, that was a good game. Almost, so I washed the dirty taste out of my mouth when you beat me narrowly the other day.
It was a very narrow win as well.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Well, I mean, as I said, it was you nearly tabled me as well, even though the points were in my favour.
Yeah.
One Eradicator left, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very close game. How did the Crusader squad go?
Oh, I smashed them to pieces.
There you go. Told you not to worry about them.
Yeah, they failed a charge, which is probably their downfall. So I managed to shoot enough of them off, and then I just got Typhus and two squads of Terminators just chop them to pieces. And luckily, Helbrex was stuck at the back and couldn't get in. So then when Helbrex did get in and killed one squad of Terminators, the other ones were ready to finish him off.
Oh, dear.
And I had three Psykers on the table. Doesn't hurt when they've got nothing to counter it.
I bet Dave loved that, didn't he?
Not really. I was just picking things off. And then the good thing is, so I used the strat to blow Morty up. Because they literally had Gilliman, Kalgar, Empress Champion, Apothecary, Victorious Guard, all round Morty, which finally killed him. So I blew him up, did a load of mortal wounds, which was nice. And then right at the end, I managed to basically use a strat for, I can't remember what it's called, whatever it is, but one of my characters with a relic gets to basically dish out D3 mortal wounds on a character, and I managed to clear off... I can't remember what I managed to kill off the last unit anyway that was stopping me, and then I pulled a blinder and got two objective cards out of the pack. Both of them basically score 5 points if you take the enemy's objective marker from their deployment zone and basically take a objective marker that they had control of that you didn't. Managed to get my blight haulers right up and take that point, 10 points. Killed a character and got assassinate, and then I scored all the primaries at the end of the turn and got 12. So I went from losing, although I was tabling them, and then I just pulled out like 25 points at the end. So I think they were ready to beat me up.
I bet both of them love that, yeah.
And you know, it's one of those things where like the game's been going so well, and then I was like, well, I'm going to do this now. And normally you just go, yeah. But there's a lot of challenges coming out from them too. And I was like, no, look, it's here. I'm reading it right for a change. Don't worry. I've paid attention. Yeah, and I just snatched it from them. But they're not here to say otherwise. So,
no, fair enough.
There we go. It was a dominant victory. There you go, mate.
Maybe that's why. Third Moth. They just can't bring themselves to appear in front of you.
That's it.
They knew that's all was going to happen. They were just going to hear about it.
Yeah, that's it. I said, don't worry, I won't tell anybody. Secret's safe with me. It was a lie. I wanted to ambush him on YouTube. No, but we haven't had a game for ages, Glenn. Well, I know you're putting things together. Is it just these Grey Knights that you're doing now? Or?
Well.
How are your nibs?
Yes, they're there. I don't think I've touched them at all. In between that, I bought a Khorne Demon army that I don't think any of you are aware of.
Oh, really? Oh, no. But I think you may have mentioned it briefly in, like, when I bought Warding Actions. I think you may have mentioned it briefly there, like, as in you'd done something.
Oh, no, that was when I bought the Grey Knights.
Oh, that was the Grey Knights. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, a Khorne Demon army.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. What have you got there? What are you running? What are you planning to run?
Well, it's a demon army, so there's not very many options.
I was going to say.
It's essentially Skybrand, some other characters.
A load of blood. Yeah.
Crushers, Skull Cannon or two, and Soul Grinder, and some Flesh Hands. That's pretty much all the options you get for Khorne army.
But you can run them as a... Because you got World Eaters as well, right?
Yes. but I've not dabbled with, or I've not looked into the new codex, so I didn't really see much of a point.
No, but with, it might be more of a 10th play now, like to see how they could work together. You have your World Eaters and your demons.
But in saying that, I have a massive Chaos Army in general, so, and the Chaos Army is not particularly aligned to anything. So the fact that I have, I don't know, like 3K of demons now just started floating around.
It's becoming handy, right?
Yes. And I have a paint scheme in mind. I've bought paints for them. The same as the Green Grey Knights. The paint scheme is there. It's just getting the time and the motivation to actually do it, and the eyesight, which will be good.
Have you painted? I know you're building them now. Have you actually painted anything, like, since we last did this?
No. utter stupid question.
I thought so. Someone had to ask it, though, just to clarify. Yeah. It's nice to know you haven't changed.
Yeah. I'm consistent, if nothing else.
Mm.
Antisocial and non-painting. So, yeah.
Perfect.
I'm trying to go for one unit a month. That's what I've set myself. One unit a month, and if I can do that, I'm on track. The points totals were too hard last year. Could never get there.
Mm-hmm.
One unit a month is about right. I'm there or thereabouts. So I can handle that. But what slows me up is the Thousand Suns. When I get to them, I need the full month to do one unit because it's just a pain in the ass.
All those nice fiddly bits of trim.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel very good when I've done it, but it's I've even taken to buying metallic Sharpies to speed up the process and then just finish it off afterwards. And that works really well. Mm. That does actually work really well. Yeah. I've been surprised at how well that works. I saw it. Someone online was doing it with Helldrake. Thousand Suns, and they were using Sharpies, and I was like, that's an incredible idea. The trouble is you can never get a really fine point on a Sharpie, so you still need, it's still a broad brush, as it were, so you still need to go over anyway, but it does speed it up a little bit.
I have to take a lesson from you before my Gilliman arrives.
It's a hobby tip. I've got my Gilliman. Yeah, no, I have, my Gilliman has arrived. But my Redemptor is still on the way.
Yeah. I'm a few behind because obviously I moved and stuff. So got Kalgar. He's still sprued up still.
No, Kalgar got sold to, they got put on eBay straight away. I'll keep Gilliman because he's a Primarch and maybe I'll paint him up. But Kalgar went. That's fine. I can live that. I did, I know Tom's not on here, but would have seen on his Instagram, he did up the old Hammer Kalgar as well.
Yes, I saw that.
Which I really like that model. I was very pleased to see it on there. I would have run that one instead, personally. But it's always good to see the old lead models come out every now and then.
Yeah, but he's put up. That's not the old one.
No, it's not the original Kalgar.
We've been around too long that even when you said the old school one, I was thinking, nah, it's older. There's two older than that.
Yeah, no. It's not the 90s Kalgar.
Yeah.
It's the, just before, it would have been just before resin Kalgar.
Yeah. It's pre-fine cast. It was the same box that went into being fine cast.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
But
I bought sell that box ages ago because he would have got a fortune for it. A metal Kalgar.
Yeah.
Before the plastic one came out. Yeah, that would have been
nice. Yeah. Still, that's it. That's the way it is. And that brings us on nicely to the next box that's coming out, which will be 10th. Leviathan. Yes. Leviathan, that's what they're calling it.
That's the one, yeah.
So as a NID player, are you going to be getting that, Glenn? I say NID player, like as a someone that has NID models and has played once.
Look, it doesn't matter what they put in the box. Chances are, you could go, well, as a type player or collector, you know, that's
as a hoarder.
I'm gonna. At the end of the day, I love the starter sets. I think the ninth one was about the only one I've not got.
Mm.
So yeah, 10th I will be getting, because the rule book's always beautiful. The models look fantastic on both sides.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't fault anything in there. Definitely will be getting it. And from various rumors, £150 for that camera.
Yeah, which I'm really surprised about. I really thought they would be going closer to 180. Mm. Given that the Indominus box was 150, and that was however many years ago now, because I did get Indominus. As I said, I've been umming and ahhing about this one, but as you've said, I do want the rule book. I do want all of the cards.
Yeah.
I'm not that fussed about the models, really, in this one. I want like a big fat printed core book with all of the stuff first. Yeah. I could probably sell a lot of the models and models, because I'm not gonna take the NIDs. I do want the Terminators, but everything else I could take or leave. I still probably end up going for it.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna buy it. I think so. It's annoying because I was like, well, not that I'm coming to the end of it, because I've still got a whole stack here of stuff to paint, but I was thinking, now I'm coming to the end of the Imperium magazine and I have three armies, good to go. What should I do next? Do you know what? I was really considering going Orcs. And then it was only the other day when we were sorting out those games of Born Actions. I got the Tyranid models out. I went, do you know what? I actually really enjoyed painting them and I like them. Maybe I'll go Tyranid. And then now that Leviathan's been announced, I was like, there's no reason not to now, because I've got Ultramarines, and this is clearly like going to be easy to do for Ultramarines, and it's going to have a load of Tyranids. So I've got a feeling that that's what I'm going to do, and then have another a fourth army that I'm not painting. So turning to you, Glenn.
Look, fourth army to drop. Them some rookie numbers.
Oh, I get into double digits, and I'll come back.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of the big hobby projects I did manage to do about the start of the year, no, it must have been late last year, I built shelves, because wow. I built a lot of shelves. I built a shelf wall of models, and it was just, yeah.
Are they bowing in the middle?
What?
No, they're not bowing.
There's little square boxes about that yeah. hold, like I can jam in.
Oh, hang on.
I think about 80 Marines in a box.
Yeah.
There is 24 spaces, and then a couple of big shelves for books and shit. Yeah, most of those boxes are full, and that's not even all of my stuff. And there is maybe two or three painted squads in there, like finished squads in there. There's very little grey plastic, but almost nothing finished. The whenever Games Workshop started bringing out coloured spray paint, that was a death, like plastic armies for me, because I looked and went, what can I base these armies in?
Yeah.
And then that's as far as they got, you know, so.
That is like my Thousand Sons army. That's, yeah. They're all based in, not GW, but Army Painter.
Yeah.
Thousand Sun Blue. And that's it. That's as far as many of them is going to get. And the Zangors, I don't think they'll ever get painted. Random See, ones, never again.
I look at them, and because I like, ironically, I like my armies to be all painted the same color. They stand out too weird for me, and I couldn't get my head around what way to paint them in a Thousand Sons army.
Yeah.
So they just sort of got put to the side, the little Thousand Sons army that I do have.
Though I was going to say on Zangors and their crossover between the old world and, well, 40k and old K, not even old K, the old world. Obviously, there was the announcement of the old world and the Tomb Kings and the Bretonians. Although apparently there's not going to be a starter set.
No, I'm very confused by this.
Yeah, I was like, I saw it. I was like, I don't know what's going on there. Like, am I going to be able to dust off my old stuff? Probably not, based on what's happened so far.
But this has been like kicking about for
years.
Like they put up pictures of, was it Kathy? Like the samurai shit, yeah. Years ago. Not models, just like artwork and concepts and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I did like the fact though that the pictures of stuff, square bases.
Yes.
With dudes on square bases. That was the first thing I looked at. It's like, what's he on? Square!
A square base, yeah.
Yeah, so that was proper old stuff.
Yeah. So they're going to just release like new rules, do you think, to play your old stuff? Because I don't know anything about Old World.
Yeah, it was very regiments, wheeling, you know, charging, marching, all that there kind of stuff.
You even had movement trays. Like, yeah. You could buy, like, you'd be able to put your units on a tray and then move them all in one go. It was, yeah.
Yeah, your rank and file and your front two units, or for two ranks could fight and they piled forward and all of that. You know, it was a good enough game. I only played like sort of the last couple of editions before it went.
I had loads of, I had like the Winds of Magic, Battle Magic expansion, and I had Undead and Chaos Dwarves. That were the two factions I had. But it was Undead before, so it was before Tomb Kings came out. So I've got like a load of the original Undead, including the original Nagash, which is still based black, not painted, real horrible model, but I'm going to paint him one day.
That is one of the worst models Games Workshop ever produced.
I know, but I love him so much. I love Nagash, so I will paint him, but I had the zombie dragon. I also had the Necromancer Lord on Manticore. I had loads of stuff for the undead.
Jesus, how much green stuff and pins have you got in those models?
Well, the zombie dragon is now in pieces, so he fell apart pretty quick. The Manticore held together all right, but as I said, it's all in a shoebox, in various bits and pieces. The skeletons, because skeletons were really dirt cheap because they were just plastic kits. So I've got loads of skeletons, skeleton chariot, load of zombies, squad of mummies, and a squad of whites. Oh, and some ghosts. The ghosts were good as well. So I said I had a full undead army, and I think I probably played with them twice, maybe, over the entire time I had them, because I was just a youngster when I got them, and no one played it. So I've got them. They're sitting there. I'm waiting for it to come back so I can roll them back out again. All unpainted.
Yay!
All lead. Apart from the skeletons, which were obviously plastic.
How we have moved on model-wise.
Yeah. but yes, so that was, yeah, the obviously the old world sort of launch, which is not launched and isn't going to get a starter set. What do we think in terms of starter sets and new rules for 10th?
Mm-hmm.
What do we think about it right now? What have you seen that you like and what haven't you? What don't you like?
Well, I so far, I don't think there's anything I haven't liked, because it's too early to say it's not good.
Mm.
I like the way that the data cards are sort of laid out and they've changed that the weapon skills and ballistic skills are actually in the character profiles rather than at the top, and then you have to look down and plus two and plus one and stuff like that. Like I said, simpler but or simplified, not simple. So I quite like those sort of things. Because it's easier for me, and the amount of stuff that I fucking miss when we are playing games, and I just feel like the way that it's presented, it's going to be harder to forget character rules. Because I feel like most games we go through, not so much now, but a lot, especially at the start, we get to the end of the game, and go, oh bloody hell, I forgot this character had this. I
Forgot.
gave that character that for a reason, and I didn't use it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there'll be less of that. But I think. Oh, I like the way that they've done these previews pretty much, obviously, every day through this week for the Space Marines, Tyranids, and whatever else came out. And just like the little looks into how everything's starting to look.
I think they've done Chaos and Necron as well.
Chaos and Necron, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I think
I think they all look pretty decent.
Guard one, I think, mixed up. I did see down at the bottom. So we'll get a little preview of the guard either tomorrow or maybe Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, I think clearly they're not on the weekends, but if we're getting one every weekday, that's nice. New update. I mean, I'm obviously, well, I'm really interested to see what they do with the Death Guard. Because what was it that came out that was like really tough? Oh, Gilliman, like his toughness is up. Like his new profile looks really good.
His toughness has gone right up.
Yeah.
But I think that's generally speaking, they're doing that with a lot of stuff
Well,
in
they
terms
are.
of toughness. Like, yeah, I think they're like a lot of the vehicles and stuff like that are going up in toughness,
But they've
which
also
is fine. Like, it makes sense.
they've increased the damage on a lot of like tanks and stuff seem to be able to hit harder. So they've increased everyone's toughness, but the weapons are stronger. So I don't know if they've negated themselves, but it's too early to tell, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to like there'll be bits and pieces, but it's going to be like whether or not I said tanks. It was what I was saying to you the other day. Like, I think you're going to have more specific anti-tank like units because you're not going to have like it's going to be harder to take a load of wounds off of a tank with bolters, which is right. So you're going to have specific anti-tank things, but at the same time, you're going to need to be able to protect those anti-tanks. So it's going to be interesting in that regard. Like, I personally think it's like they're going back to, or they're taking inspiration from, they're not going back, but they're taking inspiration from earlier editions and how they're doing things with like the just generally with toughness and tanks like that. They've not gone as far as like back in the day where you had second and third edition where it was like, okay, if you hit a tank on the side, it does different damage to if you hit it on the front because there are different armor profiles for the side, the back, and the front, which was interesting, but a lot to keep track of. Whereas I think this is like almost the blend of the two, where they've gone, all right, tanks are really tough, but we're not going to go into the detail of whether you score a hit on a track versus not. And see how it works out from there. But I think it'll be good.
That looks good. I like the way that the games are going to be more like Tempest of War.
Yeah.
I really like that because I prefer playing those Tempest games to just out the book.
I think they make it a bit more, they bring in a bit more rant, like, yeah, random chance. Which means you have to adapt and move throughout the game rather than just tweak your list for a specific objective, which I think is fine for casual players. Obviously, I think tournament scene they'll do what they want to do slightly differently, no doubt, or work out a way to do it, which
Didn't
is
they
fine.
say that with the book there's going to be like a tournament section? Yeah, so it's going to be proper rules there.
Yeah, and I think they were saying as well that you can at the start, you can say, I'm just going to take two objectives, like your main objective and two secondary objectives, or the cards. You've got a choice between which one you're going to do. And then obviously this new gambit mechanic,
Yeah,
which
that was good.
it's going to be really interesting because it won't happen often, But when it does happen, you know you're going to be like, if you're on the wrong side of that gambit, you're going to be like, fuck me.
Yeah, there's like a foot, they're saying that it's a foot point gambit, isn't it? So it should be able to pull you up, which is
It'll be interesting to see because, as I said, I think it's a nice idea. Well, and it's a good idea to keep like games where you might be like totally on the wrong end by turn three and be like, no, I'll keep playing because there's always a chance.
yeah.
Whereas, you know, you won't at the moment in ninth, you'd never have that. And I obviously also saw my biggest concerns that I was talking to you about, John, in terms of what they're going to do with certain Space Marine factions has been confirmed. So, like, the non-Codex compliant chapters are going to get their own indexes, as it were, which is fine. So, I think Black Templars, Blood Angels,
Angels,
Dark
Dark Angels,
Angels,
Space Wolves.
Space Wolves.
Yeah.
There's probably another one in there that I've not.
Yeah. A little picture somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably.
So I think we go, is it 26 total factions? I think they've got now. That's the count, individual factions. So obviously
Yeah.
all of the Codex compliant Space Marines all get lumped together and you get, I think it's 26 total.
Yeah, there's 26 on this screenshot. Space Wolves, duh, 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 duh. Grey Knights, Death Watch, Dark Angels, Custodes, but they're different anyway. Blood Angels, Black Templars. Yeah, Imperial Agents. That's a new one, isn't it? Or
Yeah,
is
well, that's your assassins and inquisitors.
that? That'd be interesting to just build a list for those.
Well, now they'll be so that's why they'll probably have your what's it called? The ally system, whatever it was. So you'd have, whereas now you could take assassins as a Space Marine chapter, like as a Space Marine list, you can add in assassins. Just as Imperial agents or whatever it is,
Yeah.
you might now have to take them as allies, which, as I said, the last time I played it was back in the day, you could have up to 25% of your points as an ally.
Right.
But I dare say that they've probably made it much more simple, and more straightforward than what it was before.
See, I remember because I've dabbled with every single edition bar first, I think. Like the Allies matrix has gone from one to another to, whereas I think eighth the ninth, you ally something and you lose a major thing from your army, which because they are talking about simplifying across the board, I don't know if there'll be as much to lose. And I think we mentioned this in the group chat. Calgar, not Calgar, Gilliman doesn't specifically list Ultramarines,
No.
so I'm hoping. Maybe that's, could just be based on keywords that, he's, anything that's Codex compliant, maybe he'll have an effect on versus, someone like the Lion won't be maybe a little bit more specific. Or we might go back to not so much the soup lists that we used to see of like little got a couple of little guard squads just to, boost your CP because you used to have to take certain things to give you CP. It went the other way, so you have to spend CP to have allies and stuff. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think we know enough about that side of it, like army building. But like all everything that I've seen so far has either been really good, really sensible as a new idea, or kind of going, that sounds familiar, and they've sort of picked and chosen, various bits and pieces that, worked well in previous editions.
I have high hopes at the moment, based on what I've seen. I think it should, it feels like it's going to be a good addition.
Yeah. and everyone getting something to start with, not necessarily codexes, but everyone's going to get a fresh batch of data cards. So we'll at least, I don't know, be on even footing for a while, and then the codexes will start coming out. But I don't think they'll change too much, will they? Like,
Are they? I don't know. Are they going to do codexes?
well, what
Yes,
is coming out? They've
they
said
are.
they've got a release schedule, haven't they, for like the next year, up until next year.
Yeah,
I'm
there's a.
sure it was codexes.
What's
Think
the
they've got
co 8 or 9 planned, I think, in the first year.
What's the codex going to include outside of like the data cards and
New
the.
model.
Law. Yeah, new, they said that's the thing they said, didn't they? A new model every.
New models. Okay, yeah, that's fair. Like the law, yeah,
Every.
you're right on the law. Like it's moving them because they rightfully they should be going more digital, so everything's available digitally and online. And actually, the codex has become more about having a nice big hardback copy of law, which is nice. But new models is cool as well.
New models is always best. What do you think? Do you think for Space Wolves it'll be something upgraded or something new?
I don't know. They've got obviously there's a lot of Firstborn stuff. Maybe you'd get like refigured Thunderwolf. Like you got to fit because the other thing they've talked about is what sells well.
Yeah.
Like you've got the Terminators. They might have a wolfy version of the Terminators, although I'm not sure if that will come that quick because the original Wolf Guard are pretty good. It
Hang
might
on,
be.
like you talking about putting Terminators on Thunderwolves?
No, not on Thunderworld.
Okay,
I mean
Jeez,
that'd be incredible.
that'd be horrific.
No, I mean the new upsized Terminators, but a Wolfguard version, which I don't think they would do that this soon.
Massive. They've got one of the best boxes of in regards to Terminators. Plus, I
Exactly.
was there. Because they've so many options and like posability, they don't look like the little Terminators. They look, especially the squad leader with the cape and everything. He looks amazing. He doesn't need an upgrade at all.
No, I'm totally with you. I think it will be interesting
Continue
because
your Pokemon journey. Sorry, how dare you?
it's about what they like they're saying what sells. I think the most unique at the moment, you've got the Wolven or you've got the Thunderwolves. I think they might upscale the Marines on the Thunderwolves. So that could be one thing they do. That's a small change because the Wolves will stay the same. They'll just make the little dudes on top a bit bigger. Or they might do something with the wolves. But I'm not expecting a lot, to be honest, from a Space Wolves point of view. I don't think there'll be much there. I don't know.
What
That's
about Russ?
not this soon after the Lion. Like it's
No,
gonna be
too soon.
they'll hold on to their Primarchs a little bit longer. Russ could be one that comes back, like he's. But there's equally there's others that could come back as well. The only
He's one
loyalist,
to bring back though of the loyalists.
yeah, I mean,
There's
I was going to say that like with a loyalist return, you've got Russ is one because he's like unconfirmed in terms of what's happened to him. We know he's in like the Eye of Terror somewhere, right? That's it.
he
You've got.
marked off 13th, so yes.
You've got him. You've got Jagatai Khan because he's in the Webway somewhere.
In theory, yeah.
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 You've got Vulcan because he's a perpetual. Who else have you got that's a sh more of a surer thing? Because we've got the Lion, we've got Gilliman. I think Dorn, obviously, Dorn, I would say, would be the furthest one out because I know they found his hand and they'll be like, I don't know. That one feels real, like more longer shot.
Who do we reckon Trazin's got? He's got a giant in Baroque armor. Do we reckon that's Vulcan?
That could be Vulcan. Yeah.
because Brock armor is very, say, ornate and whatnot. So yeah, he's more likely to be him than Dorne. So
yeah, I can't see Dorne.
Ferris, pretty dead.
Ferris, I think they have to keep dead.
Yeah.
I mean, if they bring Ferris back, then because if they bring Ferris back, they probably have to do it via the clone route, and then everyone's open.
Yeah. That's going to be where, once they've bought everyone they can bring back and they start reaching, then like 20th edition or something like that, and they run out of big surprises to bring back.
I think by the time they get back around to doing the wolves again, because I don't think they're in the first years. I did have a look at that and I can't remember. I don't remember seeing space wolves there. I think we might see them, because there's still horrendous imbalance between what the Chaos have got versus what the Loyalists have got. And I think even if they brought back four to sort of balance it, it would make sense. Plus, if they're going to redo a Space Wolf Codex, that's money.
I mean, yeah. That's,
if a chapter can have its Primarch back, it's just printing money.
Absolutely. But I was going to say, so yeah, Chaos side, you've now got Mortarion, Magnus.
Angron just came back, didn't
he? Angron.
Yeah. So we suppose we don't have a...
That's it right now for traitors, right?
Yeah, so well, I can think of.
You can kind of lump Abaddon in there.
Fair enough. I was going to say, he's on
their kind of level now, especially now with with 10.
Yeah, his new data sheet looks good.
He is getting jacked for that. So yeah, you're really only looking at, I know there's others, but you're looking at Fulgrim, and then you've got the four gods and the Undivided.
But you've also got, like, Perturabo, he's not dead, is he?
I think he's been killed, but not found.
Because you've got Perturabo, and then you've also got Korax, which could be an interesting one, because then you've got a loyalist demon.
Korax?
Yeah, the, what's his name? Is it Korax? The Raven Guard Primarch.
Yeah.
So,
because another one.
He's effectively a loyalist demon, right?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Which would be quite cool.
True, but very heretical. So.
Oh, no, but that'd be a great thing, right? If you did that, because theoretically, the lion could be a heretical. Like, right now, it's not happened, but narratively, you could have a power struggle between the lion and Rabuto, because neither one of them, like, has... I mean, obviously, Rabuto's going to be like, no, I've spoken to the Big E, and he's given me permission. And the lion will be like, well, I was the first, and now I'm back, and I've not spoken to him yet. And, off we go. Your empire building, Rabuto, I'm not having that.
There's going to be something head-to-head with those two, isn't there? Because it's going to be part of the fun of it, because they never liked each other. Really, they're all jealous of each other anyway. So now it's all fallen to pot. He might say, cool, you've not done a very good job killing all these enemies. There's even more now. Especially now they're under attack from Tyranids. But they're going to have to band together and have a power struggle over which way to... Who's got the better plan to defeat them.
It will be interesting as well, because it's going to bring to light the whole secret shame of the Dark Angels.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the secret shame of Gilliman's bedroom.
Well, you mean Gilliman, like, and his dalliances with
the
Eldari.
Yeah. That's gonna be a sticking point when that comes out, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm not that far into the law. It's only what I've sort of seen. So I don't know how public knowledge that is or how accurate all is.
I don't know how much consent was given.
Oh, God. Oh, I found this roadmap, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So summer 2023, obviously, we're getting what we know we're getting. Autumn. Oh, so Codex Tyranids, Codex Space Marines. Winter. Admech Necrons.
Okay. So Necrons early up as again.
Yeah. And then they've said here, spring 2024, Dark Angels, Orcs, Custodes, Tau, Chaos, Space Marines. From estimate, this is on all specs, this thing. So between March and June for those ones. And that's about as far as Games Workshop have announced.
Yeah. He's lifted that though straight off the Warhammer Fest Twitch. Yeah.
I was looking on Warhammer first. That's why that advert came up screaming at me because I forgot to mute it, but I couldn't find it on there. I knew I'd seen his video. So.
Yeah, no, I watched the Twitch stream. Was it last Saturday? Yeah, Warhammer Fest.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was. That's where all that stuff's come from.
Well, I've got my wish of not having a codex straight away this time with the Death Guard. But we'll see if that even means anything, because they might just say, here's your, if in the unlikely event that they've got it right first time and the codex has come out and match your data cards, it's not going to be a big issue, is it? Because, I mean, here's your lore, here's your new model that you can have, or models.
I want to see with the codex is how much, because obviously they've talked about, you know, not being a load of stratagems and stuff like that. So yeah. How much there's actually going to be in there? Is every army or every codex going to get their own gambit? Or if that's just going to be maybe one additional gambit whenever they do like the season change stuff that they've been doing?
Yeah.
Every 4 months or 3 months or whatever it is.
Well, it's like you've got the Arcs of Omen, and every book comes out, you get a little bit of new stuff, didn't you?
Going to say it could be like the boarding actions, where like you just get like nothing. None. That's the good thing about it is you get a new book and you get some new rules, but none of it's game breaking. Which I think is the issues with like the 9th edition codexes, where codex creep is you get like what was it? Death Guard dropped first and was like the best army.
Mm.
No one could beat them, and then every codex afterwards effectively had to up it, and then you got the ridiculous Leagues of Votan drop that they had to actually put a video out about and say like, yeah, we definitely got this one wrong. Hopefully by taking that away, as I said, and I'm happy to make the codexes more like almost collector books, where it's like, yes, this is my new edition, cool lore, like nice artwork, hardback collector's edition, and maybe it has a couple of rules in it, but generally speaking, it's you've already got it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, especially now, they're just going to struggle to keep up with it, like just because of the amount the game changes.
Mm. How long do you reckon 10th will last? I know it's not even out yet, but 9th was what, 2.5 years?
I think it was three years. 20? What are we now? 2023? No, 4 years. I think it is.
4 years.
Yeah, 2019, wasn't it? I want to say
20. How long it had been out when we started this?
Maybe it was 2020. Maybe it was 2020 came out. Because that 2020 was pandemic, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's when me, Dave, and Tom took it up.
Yeah, so for 3 years it's been then. Which is interesting. Like, if it's, I think, because there's been some editions where it's been a lot longer, and then there's been some where it's a bit shorter, depending on which edition. It like second edition lasted ages,
right?
But that's because it was back in the 90s, so of course it took longer. I think the more digitized it becomes, the more you'll cycle through, and you'll get updates. It could be another 3 year, but it could be a edition of transition where everyone gets more online and more digital, and then we'll see what happens. But I would still say it's probably going to be a 3 year cycle for now.
I think my codex last knock-ins like World Eaters and a couple other codexes just got theirs, didn't they? And it's worthless.
It's the guard. Guard got last one, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I think guard got last drop.
Yeah.
So they get the. But as I said, this has been every edition's issue. Like, yeah, you know, they can't put them all out on day one.
No.
Apart from, where are we now? We're ninth, seventh edition where they did the indexes.
This is what makes me. Well, with everything getting released day one,
yeah,
with what is out, it reminds me of the indexes, and yeah, I really like that.
Yeah,
just to give everybody an even playing field right from the start.
Yeah,
rather than having to wait for your codex. Yeah, all right, you're not going to have everything, but at least you're going to know all your up to date stats and rows and stuff like that, which they have to do whenever they make a drastic change, because like when they did the indexes, I can't remember what changes they made, but they did need to do that, just a sweeping plump, that's everything. But yeah, those, and the fact that that was a book as well, I liked having a everything. I'm not going to get 27 different sets of cards for stuff, but if there was, you know, they had the Loyalist, Chaos, Minos, and that's how they'd sped it up, I'd happily buy three books of that just to have everything.
Yeah.
But you know, if it's a free download, like they've said it will be, but is it going to be a free download or is it going to be an app?
Well, the thing is, they said in ninth edition that the rules were free,
yeah,
but they're the real, like, they're the bare minimum basic rules,
the core rules.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like, I really hope they're not, like, when they say it's going to be available to everyone download, like, I really hope that it is everything as opposed to, yeah, you just get the core rules and away you go.
Yeah,
I'm more thinking of like the rules for the armies.
Hmm.
How much info is going to be on there? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be buying a rule book, so I don't give a toss. Selfishly, what rules are available for free? Because I'm going to buy the full rule book.
Yeah.
It's, you know, back to what you said, Shane, about the indexes that give everything. All right, there wasn't like all the intricacies of, you know, army special rules, but it had everything. Whatever your squad could take was in there. Whatever, you know, characters were there, everything was there. So hopefully, you know, that's all downloadable.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they've said it. They've said these are going to be free to download, and I think they would just would be a lie if they weren't. If they were, by the way, it's all in the app, and then you've got to buy, like on here, if you don't have your codex, you can't access stuff. Obviously, you can go on Battlescribe and stuff. But through there, I do feel like they're going to give you a digital download for your army, because are they going to make you buy cards and then a codex as well? It'd be a bit harsh. Well, the option's there, obviously, to pay for a physical copy. But it would be nice.
The early days of the app, though, was up until your codex was released, everything was on there for
yes.
from the codex.
Right.
So hopefully, if it is all dumped onto the app, and hopefully there's a different version, because I'd quite like the ninth edition app to stay, you know, available as well. So if you wanted to play ninth, you can play ninth with, you know, because I've got a lot of codex codes dumped onto that. So, but, you know, if you can have everything on there as 10th edition, that's it. And then as and when, you know, if you want the new stuff, when a new codex comes out, you'll have to get, you know, buy the codex or buy the cards or whatever version of it that you can to then stay up to date. Which, you know, is fair.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they're giving you everything free to start with and then updates. Yeah, you gotta pay for stuff then.
That makes sense.
At the end of the day, it is a business.
Yeah.
You know, they can go, oh, we've changed everything. Buy our shit. Which they're not doing, you know.
That sounds more reasonable.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting times.
Yeah, it'll be good to see what happens as it comes out. As I said, I'm now far less concerned that they've said they're going to treat the factions like non-codex chapters slightly differently. I'm now settled and happy.
We're never not going to.
I was worried though. I was really worried.
Can you imagine the outrage if they just sort of lumped Space Wolves, Blood Angels, and Dark Angels in together?
But I was like, I was really thinking like that they were going down that route and were going to be like, ah, yeah, so you can have, you know, they've got the Gladius, which is clearly your Ultramarine, like, fighting style. And they'll be like, doesn't matter, like, you know, if you've painted your Marines this color, you can have your, like, well, I don't know, whatever they'd call it, lupine attack style. It'll be like, oh my God, it doesn't matter anymore. What have I done? I'd still play them. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But that's what I was worried about. But no, fine. Happy days. They've done. I was overly concerned. I didn't need to be. It will be fine.
We've been through enough updates to know that very rarely do they take stuff away.
Yes, this is true.
Aside from the couple of characters that you mentioned earlier, I think I can only, you know, think of not even a handful of things that they've actually removed from the game over 30 odd years of actually doing it.
So
you're always going to have your bearded space Viking. Bearded space Vikings.
Which is good.
I'm just irritated at building an army at the minute and going, what are these weapons going to do in the future? Well,
actually, you're right, though. You've been building that army for 8 months. Or when was it you started it?
It was whenever I bought the army, whenever the boarding thing came out.
Mm.
It's probably about three or four, maybe. Yeah.
You've had loads of time.
Thing is, I have been in work for a week. That's a week off. And I've spent about 5 hours doing hobby just before I came on here. So I'm looking forward to 10th because I needed something to re-enthuse me, re-enthuse me about the hobby. It's not like I dislike the hobby, but you just get burnt out after a little while.
Yeah.
So changes, especially whenever there's big changes, it's enough to make me go, you know what, I'll give it a go again.
Yeah. Are you going to buy a new army to celebrate? What's left?
But there's 26 factions, right? How many have you got, Glenn?
Well, currently versus what I have played, I think the only ones I haven't at least got some models for would be Chaos Knights, Gene Stealer Cult, Custodes. I have built with every other army, I think.
The thing is, you can't be, if you've got Nids, you know, maybe there's some crossover there with the Gene Stealer Cult.
That's the thing, but I don't even have anything from anything in my Nid army cannot be used in a Stealer Cult army. Literally, the only crossover are Gene Stealers. I don't own any Gene Stealers. It's the only thing I don't. But, you know, it's.
You could.
Need anything. I've got guards. They cross over into the Gene Stealer Cult army.
That's true.
But yeah, you know, I don't need the new army. I might, with the Lion coming, Dark Angels were my first ever army. I have got an absolute butt ton of Marines that are just sitting there in various colors of undercoat. So I might look at, I don't know, look at my firstborn or look at the Primera stuff, and do them as maybe a Dark Angels successor or something to that.
I mean, you could together. You could get Leviathan, like the box set, and the Lion, and then you've got some Primaris, some Terminators. Add them to your Dark Angels. Away you go.
Perfect.
Exactly, but I don't know. With the only thing with the Leviathan box is that pig squad of flamers, which just seems absolutely ridiculous. It's not very Dark Angel-y to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it is with the Ultramarines because they're fighting Tyranids that works. Or you look at it and go Salamanders or something like that. To me, Dark Angels, it's plasma, all about the plasma. So, you know, I might look at Primera stuff and just be like, okay, as much plasma as I can get.
Yeah.
And but yeah, there's just too many options out there for 10th. Let me build the goddamn Grey Knight army that's currently in front of me, and the Demon army you only found out about just before we came on. You know, and I'm sure I could always dust off the, I don't know, whatever, a few thousand points of Eldar or 10,000 points of Chaos, or, you know, I have options. I don't need anything new. I have options, but I will get the new box.
You strike me as someone that has the odd Land Raider knocking around as well.
Four. Five.
And now they can take everything. So you don't need to worry about the Primaris tanks.
Yeah. It's not even the fact that they can take everything, it's the fact you can charge out of them again.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I couldn't give a toss if it is Primaris or whatever, because I just quite like, you know, veterans or Terminators or something like that charging out of a Land Raider. That was a useful that tactic. Now, if they're going to be ridiculously hard to bust open and you can charge out of them, yep, the Land Raiders will be coming back big style.
Yeah.
So, I think I've got one Chaos one and four Loyalist ones, I think, of assorted flavors.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I must admit, as soon as I seen, you can charge out of a Land Raider, it's like, oh, Assault Centurions. Excellent. You know, thinking of stuff that I haven't even got charging out of a Land Raider. I don't need to. I need to think of stuff I've got already charging out of a Land Raider. I'm not going to fit a Dreadnought in a Land Raider. Is that maybe too big?
Might be too big. I don't know if they've got drop pods for them yet.
No. They can teleport.
Oh, okay. Big...
Yeah.
Deep Strike's fine.
Yeah. With, you know, teleport homers and pinging around the battlefield. Mm. But, again, the personal teleporter jumping around all over the battlefield, like the big shunt that they used to be able to do, that was a stratagem. So I will lose that with the Greyknight army now, potentially, or be a lot less of it across the battlefield because that's got one, two, got five squads of stuff that have, you know, that would have been able to do that big shunt across the battlefield. Whereas now, it's all up in the air a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit unknown.
Mm.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's the same as my Thousand Sons. I'm sure their psychic powers will be fine. It'll be fine. That's I'm sure it'll be fine.
That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's all going to be like weapon skill, ballistic skill style, isn't it? Rather than...
I think it makes sense in that you just, rather than have a phase for it,
yeah,
you just do their powers in different phases. It will just be interesting to see how they change it, like how it manifests and whatnot.
Yeah. More likely that characters and units will get given their powers rather than you get to select them. If that makes sense.
No, what do you mean?
So, like, when, I don't know how it works for you, but with the Death Guard, I've got seven, including Smite, seven powers to use. And I can allocate them to any unit. But obviously, when it's all going to come out written on data cards, so you'll have them.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Man will have three or four that he can do potentially.
I know what you mean. Yeah. As in, you won't get to pick from like 20 or different powers. You'll just have locked. Yeah, maybe.
Do you reckon Cabal points are going to go? Because that was obviously your bonus to get things to go off, or
a
bit more powerful.
I think they're going to tweak that, but they're going to do that for every. Again, it's like factions, isn't it? It will change. So yeah, they'll probably do something to change it. But
having a psych, a heavy army, that's like the way they're getting rid of the psychic phase, like the most interesting thing. I think coming out to say how are you gonna
it's how it's gonna be on the data sheet because they're still saying like you can shoot and do your if it's on the data sheet,
yeah.
Depending on what the psychic action is, you can still smite and shoot.
Yeah.
So it just puts it all into the same phase. But I think what will be interesting is I think you'll be able to get a save against psychic actions, so smite is going to be like a weapon, right? Like a normal weapon, so it'll have an AP and stuff like that. So rather than a deny, you might just get a save against it.
Hopefully the tower don't, because they don't know what psychic powers are. So take that away from them; just they can die instantly. Hate the tower.
I mean. Yeah,
fine. I don't hate the tower, I just hate Dave.
Well, you know, he went for the tower. He was chasing the meta at the time. He'll deny it, but he was. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It also comes back to we do psychic powers and then you bloody forget that you've done psychic things to make your Terminators more powerful. Do the whole bloody shooting and melee phase and then realise you've lost Terminators you shouldn't have lost. That happens to me.
It does happen. That's fair. But then everyone forgets loads of rules, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I was going to say, that won't change from, you know, one system to the other. That's just idiocy. I forget stuff constantly.
Yeah.
Or think of stuff from previous editions or previous codex, and like, oh yeah, you can do. Oh no, I can't do that anymore. What? Oh shit, no. You know, so we'll just have to. We shall adapt.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good. Hopefully, we get a few more games in before it's all over. I'm sure we will. Got a while, haven't
Right. Well, what we pre-order? When do we reckon? Pre-order end of this month or start of June?
we?
It's still a way, about 4 weeks away. Around about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Reckon.
Are they going to do? So you got the on that. Picture they put out the 26 factions. Do you reckon they'll get all of those done and then go pre-order, or do you think it'll just come out? Do you think they're not that
It will be
close
pre-order
to
Leviathan, and they're already saying that, like people like Element Games and stuff like that, is that the GW warehouses warehouse is chocked full of stock for Leviathan. So that's why things like
thing?
some of the kill teams and stuff like that, the Gallowdark and all of these other bits are being reduced
Right.
because they're just trying to ship stock.
Yeah.
Because they need space for Leviathan.
But what I meant was, do you think they'll do, because they're doing all these teasers every day of like a little bit from each codex, do you think they'll finish that run before they do their pre-release, or do you think it'll just pop up randomly?
Oh, we'll know it's happening.
Yeah.
I think they'll telegraph it in terms of pre-orders because they'll want everyone pre-ordering.
Yeah. So I heard that there's a lot of issues with people getting the lion and stuff when they're and all the pre
Yeah.
you have the scalpers to get on there, and but they were saying they're prepared this time for they want
You keep
the
saying that.
successful.
They fucking never are.
No, I know, that's the thing. I don't know how true it is and how, because not everyone can get on and the website's stupid. It's the same when you try and buy concert tickets, isn't it? Like websites crash, it's what happens.
And it'll be the same. Like it's they'll put the pre-order out. It's a big new addition. It will be, it'll be tough going.
Indominus was made to order at some point as well, wasn't
Well, they
it?
did it after the pre-orders. So you had a pre-order phase,
Yeah.
and then they then said, "Ah, we'll now also do a made to order,"
Yeah.
which took longer to come out, but
But
people got.
so I'm sure they'll do something similar this time. Because they want people to want to have it, don't they? They're going to want to.
But I remember, like, there was the Hexfire box, which was the Grey Knights and the Thousand Sons, and that just disappeared,
Right.
just went like no choice, no chance of just, and they never made to order that. It was just done. That was it.
Now those limited run boxes, they never made to order them afterwards.
Yeah.
It was their way of dumping out an extra couple of characters, and then you could buy them separately, 6 months later or whatever. Is that the one that Grimnar? No,
It was
right.
the Infernal Master, and was it Castellan Crow, the new Crow
Yeah.
model? Yeah. So, because I wanted the Infernal Master, couldn't get Hexfire for love and money. So,
Yeah.
just I've lived without him. That's fine.
Yeah. I think I might go and have words with a couple of the stores near me,
Yeah.
just to I've got quite a good relationship with one of the managers. Maybe not made someone. Yeah, I'll nip into my other store and see if, because pre-ordering is just it's a crapshoot. So
If you like, as I said, I think that's the right thing to do. Like, if you've got good enough, if you know like the people, they will order your boxes and put them aside.
yeah, but unfortunately, like I want to know what kind of stocking it's going to get, because at the end of the day, it's a Saturday. I don't work Saturday. I will go and get it. I'll be there as soon as the store opens to go and collect it. I've been to midnight launches for bloody edition launches. So if as soon as I get my hands on the box, if he's getting enough stock in, I'll get him to stick one aside for me, because
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the opportunity to actually get it. But like you say, it's the launch of an edition. Like the Indominus one was the first one I can ever remember selling out. That was ridiculous. I've launched a couple of them whenever I worked the Games Workshop. I like the amount of stock that we got. But yeah, we shifted, I think we shifted about 150 in a week of just starter sets. So we actually beat Warhammer World that week. We sold more starter sets than Warhammer World. So yeah, it's the only time a store has ever managed to do it. But yeah, if you can get into your local store and you've got a good relationship, yeah, might be able to wangle my way. Obviously not get a free box, but at least guarantee I can get my hands on a box.
Might have to double my chances, go down to Chatham and Tottenham Court Road. Split the difference.
No, you can take Tottenham Court Road, I'll take Chatham.
Yeah, I thought you'd say
You'll send a
that.
crew.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
Any other business?
No, I think, well, as a teaser, I think we should save the Primarchs as wrestlers
Yes.
tier list for maybe when Dave and Tom join us. Although I don't know if Tom knows much about wrestling, but I reckon he might be able to weigh in to some degree.
Yeah, he must know something about it. We'll find out.
Yeah, as I said, plenty of time to think about it though. Like, as I said, I think that's a it's a pretty good one. Whether we go modern or retro wrestlers, as I said, it's up for debate. But I think
Could be
there's plenty.
two separate lists.
Could be two separate. Could be two. I'll be better at retro. I'm not going
Right. I'll be
to lie.
better. The newer stuff. Or Attitude Era. Not too much before that.
But anyway,
Yeah, we'll see.
I think yeah, Primarchs as wrestlers. That'll be coming soon.
Sounds good to me. So, Exterminatus.
Will be so happy to have us back if that's the
Indeed. Exterminatus, indeed. Well,
Exterminatus, indeed.
well, well, well.
Amazing.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.